information on the elections, voting day, coming near November 2nd. But before we get to that, we're going to zig and zag all over the place and fill in the blanks on some of the more interesting things that happened in our own backyards. Plus, Steve Budin from sportsinfo.com stops by week 7 in the NFL. We'll tell you what's shaking and baking on and off the gridiron. And again, that's coming up in our next segment right here on America Tonight. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about a few things that have people, I think, fuming, including the fact that the don't ask, don't tell policy is blowing in the wind because of what's happened in the court system. You've got some who were kicked out of the military who reenlisted in the last 7 days and flat out said that they've reenlisted because they were gay and were booted, and here they are back again. You have the Pentagon telling recruiters it's okay to recruit gay people, just don't talk about it. And then you have the rest of the defense guys with their hands up in the air saying, wow, we just wanted time to get the surveys back. There's no way we can institute this policy anyway overnight. So the tug of war over don't ask, don't tell gets larger, and the water cooler buzz does too. Kate Delaney's my name, by the way. This is America Tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun in this jam-packed hour, including we will lighten the load, I promise. You know, there's always somebody who's doing something good, and there's not enough attention paid to that kind of thing, I think. So we've got the daily salute. We've brought it back. Plus, we're going to check the mailbag. A lot of you with thoughts on the upcoming election, who's going to win, what's going to happen. Do I think both chambers will flip? And a whole lot of speculating, like I said, so we're going to jam to that. By the way, you can always send me your thoughts day or night at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, this is also on the minds of many people. In fact, my neighbor stopped me earlier in the day to ask me about what was going on with Toyota. And I said, what do you mean, what's going on with Toyota? Of course, it's been a terrible year, and we know people said that their cars weren't stopping, and then there was the big giant recall, and then there was the lawsuits that followed, and now Toyota is recalling, I guess, almost 2 million Lexuses and Avalons and a bunch of other models mixed in between, and this time it's for brake fluid and fuel pump problems. So in the United States, because that's not the whole number in the United States, it's a lot smaller, 740,000, right around in that ballpark. This is 10 million cars and trucks over the last year. The sticky gas pedal thing I thought was scary, but 10 million. So can Toyota weather the storm? Originally, I thought so, and I still do think so when I look around on the road. I don't feel as though people are abandoning Toyota, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people are looking at other cars, other American-made vehicles, and saying, hey, maybe it's time Ford has changed a few things. Maybe it's time I flipped in a different direction. And that was my neighbor's conversation, that her car was part of the recall. So what should she do? She was shopping around, and for the first time, she was a longtime Toyota person, she was thinking of turning her back on Toyota. This was a huge controversy, and we did talk about it on a previous show. Fox having a guest on named Juan Williams, who was part of the NPR, was part of the NPR staff. He was on Bill O'Reilly's show, the highest-rated show in cable. Love him, hate him, are ambivalent about it, doesn't matter. In the game of television, they care about ratings, and he gets ratings for Fox. So NPR didn't like what Juan Williams said in his conversation with Bill O'Reilly, one of the quotes, and I think by now everybody knows it, but I'm going to say it again. If you don't know what I'm talking about, he's a guest, he's definitely left-leaning, Bill O'Reilly likes him, he has him on, you know, maybe every 2 weeks or so, and what Juan Williams said in the course of their conversation was this: I'm not a bigot. Then he talked about the fact that he got nervous, though, when he was on a plane and he saw people in Muslim dress. So NPR decided that was a fireable offense for making that remark. Muslim groups were outraged, saying that his remarks on the O'Reilly factor endorsed the idea that all Muslims should be viewed with suspicion. So what happened that NPR said, you've gone too far, you're out of here, you're done? Fox picked him up. They decided they would give him a bigger role. So, and NPR is actually taking some flack even from liberals and even from some of those Muslim groups that didn't like what he said, because many people thought they went too far in firing him for just being honest about his feelings in an interview, where he also said, because see, you never hear the other side of the story. I went back and looked at this today. He also said that it's important to distinguish moderate Muslims from extremists. I get so much flack for saying that, but that's exactly the point of view that we say, or I say here on America Tonight. You can't paint a broad brush stroke over everyone who happens to be a Muslim. And that's exactly the way Williams has talked over the years with O'Reilly. But he did say how he felt, that he felt a little suspicious, a little worried when he got on plane. So for being honest, he gets the boot. And NPR has taken some flack for it. But what NPR is saying is that the controversial opinions shouldn't come from somebody like him who represents NPR. That whatever feelings he has should be between him and family, close friends, whatever, but not on the airwaves anywhere. So I think that I think that Fox did the right thing, because they knew that, hey, listen, people like him when he's on. They're listening to what he's saying. It's a different point of view. So it all ends well for him, I guess. And for NPR, who knows what the blowback is. NPR definitely leans to the left. They feel confident and that they're consistent with their standards and their practices. And let's face it, they have had some renowned journalists, including Williams, who's had great success with books and whatnot. And they're not going to change their stripes because of this incident. Certainly not. Now, I mentioned, too, at the top, the Pentagon trying to adapt to don't ask, don't tell, and the push and the pull in the legal situation. First, it's lifted. The ban is lifted. Now there's a stay. So beyond all the courtroom shenanigans, they're trying to figure out how to not disrupt the troops and all the unit, what they call unit cohesion, behind the scenes before they start to allow openly gay troop members, since they haven't had it, if you remember. And the military is trying to figure out, can they provide benefits to gay partners? Can they afford to do it? Also, will gays be harassed or intimidated? These are flat out the questions they're asking as they toss this around. Like I said, right now there's a stay on it, so still don't ask, don't tell, after 7 days of being lifted, is now back. But you can be sure ultimately the whole thing will go away. It's a matter of when and how that gets lifted. All right, coming up next on the flip side, we're going to talk some NFL with Steve Budin. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP Bankrate.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, it's week 7 in the NFL. How about those Dolphins at 3-2? And looking at, wow, is it really week 7? I can't believe it. I have to go back, roll back, and keep asking myself that. Where did those first 6 games go? I have no idea. Where did they disappear to? All right, joining us in the wings to talk about what's coming up next is Steve Budin. He's the CEO, the man behind sportsinfo.com. If you want to get the skinny on all the games, he's got some great guys that work for him. Hey, and he's great too, obviously. He's got his finger on the pulse of all this. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you know, if this, week 7, if this was summer camp, it'd be visiting day.
That's right. It's just like splash
time. Now's the time you, as a gambler, as a handicapper, whatever you are out there, now's the time you want to get hot.
And what kind of trends have we seen? Because now since we're in the 7th week, what are we seeing?
Well, up to last week, we had talked about this, you know, a couple of weeks back when I was on the show. It was all underdogs. Underdogs about 25 games, you know, over 500. And then, you know, what happens is that like last week where everybody, just when all the gamblers, you know, start to get on the underdog bandwagon, the dogs go back into the doghouse. And last week's actually the favorites were the ticket as they came through on over 70% of the games.
Ooh, 70%. Wow. That's an interesting number. Hey, one of the big games, of course, it was kind of a toilet bowl, and I think you dubbed it that. It was the Cowboys and the Vikings.
Right. That was actually my big release last week. I was on the Vikings, had the right side. I called it the panic button bowl. I think I got a little lucky in that play, and sometimes, you know, you're better off being lucky than good. Where it leaves both of these teams, obviously we heard a lot of complaining about the arm with Brett Favre last week, you know, but somehow after a win, miraculously the arm always feels a lot better than it does after a loss. For Dallas, I mean, this is one of these teams that, You never really know when to bet on them or against them. Every time it looks like they're going to win, they always seem to lose, but you can never really count them out. When you think they're going to lose, I remind everybody when they went into Houston as an underdog, blew that team out. Every time they're supposed to lose, they seem to win. So we'll see how that plays out this week. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. And with the Giants, too, so there's a big division game for them. Their backs can be more against the wall. If you look at the Cowboys, and like you're just saying, it's hard to tell because they lose when they're supposed to win and vice versa. Do you ever just say, well, you know what, just don't take the action on this one. This one's a little risky.
Well, it's getting to a point now, especially, you know, Romo, I put him in like the Donovan McNabb category where Dallas has to start saying to themselves, hey, whether it's Romo's fault or our fault, maybe it's time to let this guy go, you know, because how many years can they continue to go with the same guy, you know, steering the ship without the results? Me personally, I think it's more of a coaching problem. I think it's a preparation problem. Dallas is definitely one of those teams that I would argue as a gambler you want to not bet on or against. You want to pass on most of their games. I happen to like Dallas in this spot. Right now everybody's very high on the G-men, obviously off to the 4-2 start. But I really think that, like I said, when you play Dallas the right way, you bet on them when you think that when it looks like they're going to lose. I think this is one of those spots, and I think Dallas probably gets the win and the cover and surprises everybody.
Ooh, there's a good tip. All right, Sunday night is my favorite game. I think you know that. We've talked about that before. I love watching Sunday night football, and they seem
absolutely
to get these.
Well, that's the perennial bailout game. I mean, that's the game that everybody is looking at because by the end of the 4 o'clock games, you know, everybody's trying to stay under that magic number so they don't have to settle their account, and they usually look to that late game, that Sunday night game, to get it done.
Yeah, no kidding. And so Vikings and Packers. Packers with they had those two overtime losses, heartbreakers. So they're 3-3. The Vikings, you just said it, talking about Brett Favre magically seems to be okay with the elbow. What do you think?
Well, I think that Green Bay right now, first of all, everybody was very high on this Packers team in the beginning of the year, and rightfully so. A lot of people had them going to the Super Bowl. Biggest problem for the Packers is they can't stay healthy. They've got over 7 key players that are injured. They can't protect their quarterback. And when you don't give Aaron Rodgers time, this is not the same team that people were touting to go to the Super Bowl. I think that Minnesota, one of the positive things that I've seen from them this year is their ability to rush the passer. And I think that's going to happen this week. I think they're going to get to Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll probably be on his back, half this game, and you can't complete passes from your back.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Hey, I'll tell you that it's true. It'd be great if you could.
You're right, but you just can't.
You know, you just can't.
If that was the case, the little old lady who lived in the shoe would be the quarterback.
There you go, but I'm bummed. Hey, the Redskins and the Bears, that's one of those early games. I like watching this game, but I don't know where to go on this game. What would you do on this
one? I think they got the wrong favorite, personally, in this game. This is another case where, you know, since they got Cutler back Chicago last week, they forgot that they could run the ball. They get Cutler in there, and all they do is pass, 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 and it's no coincidence that here's a guy who's already got a concussion this year once. They can't seem to protect him. I think Washington, you gotta always give a team a throwout game. I think that Washington comes in this week, and I think they get focused. I think they beat this Bear team. I would take this 3 points here. Again, I think this is a pick'em game at best. Staying unemotional about it, just looking at it as from a value standpoint, this is a pick'em game. That's 3. Take the 3 points.
Oh, there you go. Okay, in looking at, here we are, week 7, we said it at the top. Who do you think, Steve, team-wise, is the most overrated team?
The most overrated team right now? Well, look, there's a lot of bad teams out there. I hate to say it, but the most overrated team out there right now is by far the New York Jets. And it's not that they're not playing good ball, and it's not that I don't love them, and the country, after watching HBO Hard Knocks, hasn't fallen in love with Rex Ryan. They have, but these Jets are simply not as good as advertised. I think they're gonna face, even in their division, teams like Baltimore, which at this point I think are ferocious. And you talk about Baltimore just for a second, coming into their own on offense now as well, as Flacco really gets starting to get used to his new receivers. You know, I think that's going to pose a lot of problems for the Jets, one of the most underrated teams right now, which I'm anticipating your next question, I think is the Pittsburgh Steelers. As good as they've played, I think for some reason they're still under the gamblers' radar because none of the gamblers had really seriously looked at this team without Ben Roethlisberger. Now that Roethlisberger's back, and we saw how good he played last week, and that was his first game back, this is a team that, in my opinion, just a week and a half ago, you still could have got 15-1 to bet them all the way to go to the Super Bowl. I think their defense is ready right now, Super Bowl ready right now. I think their offense is 2 or 3 weeks away. To me, Pittsburgh is going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, Pittsburgh, you say Roethlisberger's clicking on all cylinders. You're right, he showed that last week, and so they could be there in Dallas. What do you think about the other side?
I think it's wide open.
I do too.
I think it's wide open. I think the team, I mean, I hate to, you know, say the cliche, but I think that the team playing the best ball heading into the playoffs is going to win that division. I mean, Indianapolis Colts, you know, you can't count them out. To my head, Indianapolis Colts is going to be there.
Yeah, it's tough. I agree with you. It's tough. You have to watch through the playoffs to see who's going to roll there. But I like your pick of Pittsburgh, definitely. Sportsinfo.com, you got the skinny on everything. It's great. Got all the games, not just the pro games, obviously, all the way across the board, too. A lot of college things happening. Steve, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Always great to be here. I'll speak to you next week.
All right, absolutely. He's got such great insights into the game. It's like, I know I've said this before, but the networks hire people who know every little piece of minutia in the matchups so that they can adequately talk about the games. A lot of times they'll have 50 papers that they used to Xerox and send off to the play-by-play guys with any kind of insight that you could imagine. How teams play on turf 1 week, how they traditionally play 1 week in the fall versus when they first come out of camp versus deeper into the season. It's crazy the way you can analyze this stuff upside down, backwards and forwards. Keep it locked and loaded on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Wow, interesting stuff when I checked the mail from what's going on in France to what's happening to the economy and how did I think the stock market was going to end up, plus this crazy DNA spray thing that linked some criminals to the place that they robbed. Yeah, kind of like a CSI episode, right? Now that everybody watches that, people think that job is really as exciting as it looks on the tube, but it takes hours and hours to do that kind of stuff. So we all know about the spray. We know about the spray on stuff. And also the Pentagon and what they're going to do about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I mentioned at the top of the show. So without further ado, let's go to the mailbag. And as a reminder, you can always shoot me your thoughts, like I said, day or night, to americatonight.net. All right, this first one is from John listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, just kind of a funny story, an FYI for you, that I happened to catch in our local paper in Connecticut. Do you know that there is a law firm that has opened up that has a drive-through. What do you think about that? Kind of strange, huh? I heard the story. I didn't realize that. I guess I didn't realize it was in Connecticut. But the reason apparently for the drive-through is because they could process more people that way. That you could, you know, you could go and dump off your business and they're housed in a place that used to be a McDonald's or something. So it's what it's what they've done. They keep it, it's the Manchester law firm, I guess, and they keep it just like it was a drive-through on the one side. And here's the funny part about this, and maybe it's not funny, but they do personal injury and malpractice. So can you imagine the commercials? Just come on up. It's the Koshin law firm, I guess, and that's kind of a gimmicky thing to do. But, you know, if we've got ATMs that way, if we certainly have fast food, we have dry cleaners that way, think of all the things that you can do, just drive up to the window and get something done. I wouldn't think legal advice, but apparently you can. It's a paralegal that hands out documents, I guess, and answers questions. So they pick up maybe checks, workers' compensation checks, and if they represent a lot of injured people, well, they say if somebody's in a wheelchair and it's inconvenient to get in and out, why not do the drop-off and pick up documents kind of thing in a first-of-its-kind drive-through legal service? And there it is. He's absolutely right. John's right. It is in Connecticut. How about that? And it's in, like I said, Manchester. Wow. I'm thinking of getting a divorce. Do you have any quick advice for that? But they don't do that, though. They do the personal injury stuff, like I said. All right, let's move along. Here's one from Shelley in Alabama. And Shelley says, "Hi, America, tonight. It's interesting to see, and you've talked about this a lot, what's happening with the don't ask, don't tell situation. I just don't understand. I used to serve in the military. In fact, I did two different tours. And I can tell you, Kate, nobody really cares if somebody's gay or not, but they don't want to know about it. I don't understand why there's this big outing thing that has to happen. Didn't it really protect the people who were gay in the first place? I think this is going to be a disaster. Yours, I serve faithfully, and I always will defend the military. But I have to say that don't ask, don't tell was probably the smartest thing that was instituted." Yeah, you know, people, though, that are gay say the opposite, that they feel like, okay, what about the benefits? What about that I can't just be a person? I can't live my life and say I'm going home to my boyfriend or whatever. But it is the idea, and since I didn't serve in the military, I only know from people in my family who have served, people like Shelley, who's written in, that it's the whole theory of one for all, and you're all in the unit together, and maybe too much information can be damaging, I guess. But that's the same thing for women, though. Remember the women on the front lines? You can't have a woman because she's not strong enough, and what are you going to do in certain circumstances? And if you have a woman on the front lines, what a disaster that could be. What about relationships? What if something happens? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's the relationship question mark, I guess, partially that hangs over the military. But, you know, here's the thing. The don't ask, don't tell is eventually going to go away. Unless the Supremes rule to keep it in place, which could happen, it will go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I'm not sure, if you look at the makeup, the ideology of the court, you would think it probably would stay in place, but I wouldn't be too sure about this. This is a tough one to try to figure out. I don't know. I'm not sure if they'll split hairs and that it ends up going in the opposite direction. I mean, my gut feeling tells me, because of all the pressure, that I think it does, and I think it does go away. And so the reality is, okay, the Pentagon, they're trying to figure out, once it happens, what do they do? How do they dole out? How do they decide whose, you know, partner gets XYZ, gets the benefits? Can they afford it? You know, all that sort of stuff. And how do they handle integrating now this new theory that, okay, if you're gay, that's fine, no problem. How does that work in the military culture, I guess, is the best way to say that, Shelley. I think it's a mess. And the Pentagon, they might not say that publicly, and most of the generals are backing up, not the former ones, but the current ones are backing up the getting rid of don't ask, don't tell, including the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But it's how the reality of it actually takes place once that happens, if it does happen, that's the best way to say it. All right, we got this one here from Jake listening to us in Austin, Texas. I got to say, I think the funniest thing that you do is when you do nail the score. I'm dying to call in. I've tried to call in the last couple of times, believe it or not, because I've listened to the show for a long time, and I'm always emailing you. You know that. You read a lot of my emails. But for once, I've decided to try to step into the fray. I will try again, but alas, it always seems as though the phone line is busy. Well, yep, whenever we do the game, it's hopping, and it's busy. The people call in, they wait for it, because it's like I say, it's so easy. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just have to pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You know, that's the upshot of it. And then some funny things happen, I think, when we go through the game and through some of the possibilities of what can happen. This one is from Bruce. He says, Kate, do you know what's going on in France? If people want us to be like Europe, take a close look specifically at what Sarkozy is dealing with. Wow, it's just absolutely chaos. Do you think that would happen in the U.S.? Okay, so this is like a week and a half into this. The airports have been blockaded. So people who are flying in and out of Paris, in and out of France, they have to get out before the airport, get out of a cab or wherever, and just drag their luggage down the street. And what's happened is now it's getting a little bit violent, and if they've got guards out all over the place in Paris, they've got rubber bullets and tear gas because of the protests. And there is anger, growing public anger. And you know what it's about? Raising the retirement age to 62. That's what the protest is about. I mean, seriously, this is radio, but trust me, the overturned cars, the description I said, like of the rubber bullets and things on fire. So the roads leading to airports, Charles de Gaulle Airport, for example, it really is. You've got to drag your luggage because you're not going to get close to it. And it's the strikers, and they're blocking certain areas. And it is over raising the retirement age. So the pension reform, specifically, you have millions of public sector workers who are marching through Paris, and it went up 2 years from 60 to 62, and it's already been approved, that's the thing, by the National Assembly, which is France's lower house. But the upper house, the Senate, they've got the crucial vote, and the fear is, geez, what happens now if you've got this, they're trying to bring down the government, basically, with the protests over the age. What happens as we get closer to this becoming a reality state? I mean, listen, how crazy is this? Where do they think the money comes from to pay for everything that they're getting? 62, raising it to 62 in this country, you have people who are 75 who are working. Oh, if I go into another fast food place and the person that's behind the counter looks like they could be my great-grandfather, I just feel so awful, you know. I don't think it's about that they want to work, that they needed something to do. I think it's that they have to work. And now, of course, you're talking about state agencies, and you're talking about people that have worked for the government and saying that it's unfair that they have to wait till they're 62, but come on now, give me a break. All right, as always, you can send me those thoughts. Remember, how do you do it? AmericaTonight.net.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Cliphanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Cliphanger and the Cliphanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Cliphanger today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on WebTalkRadio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To D-Day, midterm elections, November 2nd, that would be. My biggest curiosity is how many people are going to turn out and vote. Well, it looks like as far as early voters are concerned, you want to hear the good news on this? That 3 million Americans have voted early. And you know what? A lot of those early voters were Democrats. Republicans might be gaining ground and turning out early voters compared to their showing 2 years ago. But at least the numbers that I saw from the first couple of states offer a little insight into this early voting patterns that might give the Dems an edge in a number of states and some of those bigger counties. See, this is the thing. It's what I always say about the polls. Okay, you talk to likely voters. You start to look at what's happening in Lexington and the Senate race there between Jack Conway, the Democrat, and Rand Paul, the Republican, or Carly Fiorina, who's running for Barbara Boxer's seat, let's face it, in the Senate. Boxer, the most liberal of the Democratic senators, and Fiorina, the businesswoman who was behind Hewlett-Packard. And those numbers have been kind of close, but it's likely voters or registered voters. And look at the Democrats. So 3 million Americans, a big chunk of them Democrats, it could be pretty telling. With 30% or more of all votes likely to be cast early, both sides are trying to lock in the support. Of course they're trying to do that. Because you've got a lot of territory to cover and a good reason to be concerned as to what's going to happen in Washington. So, you know, the strategies have been interesting. We live in a world of social media, and you might hate it, the whole idea of this tweeting, and people that are on, you know, are on Twitter and they're saying, I just walked down the street and I saw a blue jay or whatever crazy things people are saying. Some of them are decent, like, okay, I just heard a bill argued on the floor. If it's somebody that happens to be there in the Capitol or something's going on behind the scenes, something incredible, and somebody tweets a photo of it, but who knows if you would see it or not. The bottom line is to get the youth vote, tweeting up is what they call it, to try to rein in the early voters. So they're doing that. And there's even, in fact, a YouTube video about early voting laws so that the idea is you can vote whenever, wherever. I said this before, there's no excuse. In the YouTube video, they talk about, I saw it posted for Illinois, they talk about, hey, you can vote naked. You're in your house, you're on your couch, you can vote naked. And in Florida, the Dems emailed a notice that today is election day and that it wasn't a typo because every day between now and November 2nd is an election day because you can, of course, cast your ballot earlier. And it's impossible to know for sure whom people are voting for, but Democrats so far are casting more ballots at a faster clip anyway than the Republicans. And you know the states, Iowa, Maryland, North Carolina, check this out, Nevada, Clark County, big time Democratic area, they're voting early. Who do you think they're voting for? And that's, you know, 2/3 of the state's voters in 2008 came from Clark County in the state of Nevada, where Harry Reid is fighting for his life to stay on as the senator there. So the Democrats are hitting it pretty hard, and they're doing the smart things as far as the younger people are concerned, using the right tools. The Republicans are leading, I guess, in Florida, for example. That's a big, big race there. What's going to happen is Rubio get in and, you know, looks good, but it's still percentage points and really registered voters. Democrats have an edge in the Sunshine State and probably in Colorado, too. They say in Maine the parties are running about even. In Ohio, the voting trends reflect the swing voting status, so the Democrats are ahead in the party stronghold areas like Cuyahoga County around Cleveland, but the GOP has the territory in Hamilton County, which is Cincinnati, basically. So it depends on the areas, but Democrats are getting the noise out there, saying get out and vote, do it, tweak it, do it, don't wait. And this is what I say all the time. However you vote, whatever you vote on, the bottom line is you do not have an excuse with me as to not voting. Yes, if you were laid up in the hospital in a coma or some tragic thing happened, I get it. But that's not it's like the lame excuses when you're trying to come up with something, like your kid's trying to come up with something to get out of school, you know, and then fluff it off on the school. It's the old dog ate my homework thing. There is no dog ate my homework thing when it comes to these midterm elections. And, you know, the states I mentioned, just because it's kind of fascinating to me, in North Carolina, about 174,000 people cast ballots so far. In Iowa, 175,000. In Iowa, they take it serious. Good for them. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Iowa. In Maine, about 31,000 people have voted, too, as well. And in Ohio, I mentioned this, they're already coming out in the three counties. In Franklin County is another one, and they're pretty tied with the Dems and the Republicans. But 212,000 people have voted. So, yes, early voting works. It's a way to ensure that your vote is counted. I like to go on election day, though. There's something about it. I like the buzz in the air. I know it sounds weird, but it was such a big deal in my family, and it was so rammed down our throats, the current event conversation and how important it was, the vote thing, that to me, unless there would have to be something that would just be stopping me, that I would do the early voting thing. But I like the idea of going and voting. The feel of waiting in a small line, because it's never a big line. There's so many places to vote anymore. And just being there with everybody else and going through the process and not having people with machine guns, frankly, around us telling us what we're supposed to do or watching as the boxes are stuffed, which unfortunately happens in a lot of areas. All right, this is worth mentioning again, because I said this at the top, but NPR ended its relationship with Juan Williams. They just basically said, forget your contract after the remarks he made about being a little worried sometimes when he saw people in Muslim garb on an airplane. And he said, listen, I was just speaking, you know, truthfully what I really thought. So Fox swooped up because he'd been a guest so often there and offered him specifically a $2 million contract and what they're calling an expanded role. So in the end, you know, that's when people get fired up. Do you ever have a buddy who was talking about his job and was down in the dumps because he got fired and was blindsided and had no idea? And then lo and behold, maybe a week later, he calls you up and it turns out that there was this other opportunity in the same field and he got fired up because he ended up with 10 grand more or whatever it might be. So in the case of Juan Williams, he ends up okay, because he's still getting the big contract, and so he'll have a role with Fox, and don't you know, they're going to play that up for sure. We talked about the early voting, and I gave you some of the numbers there, but how about in California, they have this marijuana prop that's on the ballot, and, you know, you think of California and the California attitude and everything, it doesn't seem a layup that something like Proposition 19 would probably pass. But I guess Californians are souring on the whole idea of legalizing adult recreational use and even the cultivation of marijuana, because that's what 19 would do. They just did a new poll that was put out by the Public Policy Institute of Cali, and the poll found that 44% of likely voters supported Prop 19, while 49 are opposed. Wow, when this first started to get a little bit of a movement, it was the opposite. It was like 52 to 41%. Crazy how quickly the tides have turned on that. Because remember, there was some talk about the taxation of pot and how ultimately that could help, since the cupboards are bare there. They don't have enough money to pay people other than in IOUs, and you know how huge that would be if they could instead tax the marijuana and do it that way. All right, I saw a bumper sticker the other day and it said, don't ask me how I vote, don't tell me what to do, just make sure you do it. Doesn't make any sense. I think that's lame.